USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What's called a compromise immigration bill could see a vote in the U.S. House today. The Republican-crafted measure would keep migrant families from being separated at the border, and House GOP whip Steve Scalise says the bill would also pay for President Trump's border wall and would strengthen immigration enforcement inside the U.S. Scalise says it's not clear whether Democrats will go for it.
What the Democrats want is amnesty and open borders, and that's really what it's come down to, and they don't want to build the wall.
Scalise was speaking on Fox and Friends. Another U.S. Supreme Court ruling comes down, this one dealing a big blow to labor unions. In a 5-4 decision, the high court justices said non-active members of public sector unions do not have to pay dues. That ruling overturns a long-standing precedent. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Voters in six states cast primary ballots yesterday. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney winning a primary in Utah for the Republican nomination to succeed Senate Democrat Orrin Hatch.
We're absolutely convinced that America is the greatest nation on earth.
Romney's November opponent will be Salt Lake City Council member Jenny Wilson. And a big upset in New York in a Democratic primary, 10-term Congressman Joe Crowley was defeated by activist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Democrats are smarting after the Supreme Court rules to uphold President Trump's controversial travel ban. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says it's just plain wrong.
This ruling did not make us any safer.
By a 5-4 ruling, the justices affirming the travel ban, which restricts immigration and travel to the U.S. from eight nations, six of them largely Muslim. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Moscow today, where he's to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Putin's spokesman tells the Washington Post that Putin is to speak with Bolton about plans for a summit between the Russian president and President Trump, something that's expected to happen when Trump visits Europe next month. Officials identify the body of a man found in the Fairlawn, New Jersey home of the NFL New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins yesterday morning. As police say it's a homicide investigation, neighbors say they're surprised by the news, saying Jenkins has always been very well liked in the neighborhood.
He's quiet, he's respectful, he keeps to himself. If you say hi to him or engage him, he'll engage you nicely.
The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the man was 25-year-old Renee Roosevelt, a family friend who'd been staying at the home, but Jenkins has been in Florida and was not home when police received the 911 report about a body found in the basement. Also, no word yet on a cause of death. And Atlanta police say they're trying to determine why a man in his underwear climbed a fence at the airport and tried to force his way onto an airliner. Police say the 19-year-old was arrested on the tarmac at Hartsfield-Jackson International Tuesday, charged with criminal trespassing and public indecency. They say he jumped on the wing of a plane and started pounding on the windows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.